بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله، الحمد لله نستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. قال تعالى في القرآن المجيد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، خلق الإنسان ضعيفا. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: الصلاة النور، وكما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Respected علماء الكرام, brothers in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with the dawlat of Iman. Depending on the strength of Iman, a Muslim behaves. And depending on that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's decision comes. Today's discussion will be concerning Islam, Iman, and about the heart. You make an effort to understand, I'll try to make an effort to simplify it, and then we can reach a conclusion why we are heading towards spiritual retrogression, destruction, and why the aid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not descending. Islam, when we talk about, we refer to the external, that which you can see, that which is visible. For example, Salat, fasting the month of Ramadan, going for Hajj, giving out Zakah, recitation of the Kalima, and you can hear it, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. These things, the ahadith of Jibreel refers to as Islam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam defined these things as Islam, that which you can see. And every other thing now that a Muslim does, if he smiles to another Muslim, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated that that is the lowest form of charity. Smiling to another Muslim. Not smiling to a Muslim when you need him. Not smiling to a Muslim when you've got some motivation. Not smiling to a Muslim that you're looking at his pocket. Not smiling to a Muslim that you're looking for a lift. Not smiling sincerely. Not motivated. Nothing. To please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shaking hands with him. External. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated that when you do this without any motivation, and when you do this for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that before the two hands leave, then the minor sins of the Muslims fall off. All these things which you do external, we classify as Islam. So Islam is external. And Iman is internal. Location of Islam is external. Place of Islam is external. Location of Iman is internal, inside, in the heart. The stronger the Iman, the stronger will be Islam. The weaker the Iman, the weaker the Islam. The person's Iman is strong, then you'll see externally he behaves like a Muslim. He subjects like a Muslim. He will talk like a Muslim. He will think like a Muslim. He will behave like a Muslim. He will speak like a Muslim. He will move like a Muslim. You will see if he looks at himself in the mirror, then he will see himself like a Muslim, not like a kafir. His dressing, walking, talking, eating, spitting, going to toilet will be like a Muslim. While the Iman inside is pushing him, do those things which a Muslim must do. So
So the weaker the inside, the weaker the outside. The stronger the inside, the stronger the outside. The stronger the iman, the stronger the Islam. The weaker the iman, the weaker the Islam. A person, how you judge his Islam? Whether he's good Muslim, bad Muslim, whether he's fasik, whether he's fajir, whether he's transgressor, whether he's an evildoer, whether he's floundering the Sharia, whether he's slaughtering the Sharia, how you judge? You judge him by the external. The rule of the jurist will be on the external. Why? Because he will look at that and then he will say that this person's iman is strong, this person's iman is weak. So if you work on the iman, you strengthen the iman, you will strengthen the Islam. If you go into such places where the iman is going to become weak and you weaken the iman, then Islam will become weak. Place, time, company will influence the iman and that will influence the Islam. The inside can be tested and the barometer for the inside is the outside. The barometer for the Islam, for the iman at least, the barometer, the thermometer for the inside is the outside. When you go to a doctor, he puts the thermometer and then he tells your temperature which is inside. The car that is moving, the power of the car, you don't see it. It's inside. When the car moves at a speed, then you say that car is moving fast, the inside, the engine is powerful. So when the inside, the iman is powerful, when the iman is strong, then the person will move towards Islam. Move towards Islam, then he'll bring Islam in himself. In his family and his surrounding, he'll be able to pull that cart. He'll be able to pull himself together and go and please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated that fi jasadi muzghatun, that in the body there is a piece of flesh, there is a lump of flesh. And if that piece of flesh is good, the whole body will be good. And if that piece of flesh is bad, then the whole body will be bad. Allah, he has told. Beware. Take note that that is the heart. The heart changes condition, moods. The heart switches from good to bad, from truth to falsehood. The heart is something that today it can behave like this, tomorrow it can behave something else. In Arabic, the letters Qaf, Lam and Ba, they give us the meaning to change, to interchange, to turn upside down, to turn inside out, to turn outside in, to turn downside up, to turn upside down, to reform, to cause a revolution, to renaissance, to transpose, all these things. Why? Because the heart is like that. That's why you say the heart of a person, you don't know what mood is he. Meaning you don't know in what condition at that time his heart is. Maybe good, maybe bad, happy or sad. You have to accept or reject. So then heart has to be worked upon. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated in one of the hadith, that is when a person sins, that a black spot gets onto the heart. And if he sees forgiveness, then the black spot is gone. It's removed. But if he repeatedly sins, then that heart gets those black spots. And those black spots keep multiplying, increasing, until the heart becomes black. Now, when you have got the sun shining, and the sun is shining upon surfaces, all color surfaces. The surface will reflect it, some will refract it, some will absorb it. So refraction, reflection, absorption will take place according to the surface, the color of the surface. Now if you have a white surface, it will reflect beautifully. It will reflect more. And if you have a black surface, then it will absorb some of that heat but it will also reflect. And if you have a mirror and the sun is shining, and you focus and you lead the rays of the sun onto the mirror, then you'll be able to cause another light coming out. You'll be able to cause another ray of light to come out. Understand me? The heart, when it is clean, when there is no sin on it, then when light falls upon it, it will reflect. And when that heart is black, when that heart is dirty, when that heart is filthy, when that heart is polluted, when that heart is corrupt, when that heart is full of sin, when that heart is steeped in sin, then when you shine the light of Hidayat on it, it doesn't react, it doesn't move. It is dead. The Quran is nur of Hidayat. Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is nur of Hidayat. Statements of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam are nur of Hidayat. The ahadith of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is nur of Hidayat. Sahaba's statements, nur of Hidayat. Sahaba's way of life, nur of Hidayat. Awliya Ikram, their way of life, nur of Hidayat. The Sufi ways of life, nur of Hidayat. The Quran having its own nur, own life, own celestial, spiritual life for upliftment. The Ahadith having its spiritual life. The Sunnah of Rasulullah having its spiritual life. The Sahaba's way of life having spiritual life. Everything having spiritual life. And all are projecting, and all are focusing upon the Muslim, and all are focusing upon the mankind. And the Muslim, if his heart is dirty, if his heart is black, then the nur of the Quran falls on it, it does not accept it. The nur of the Hadith falls upon the heart of the Muslim, and he rejects it. The nur of the Sahaba's way of life, the light comes onto the heart. The heart, if it shines like a mirror, it will accept it. How it will accept it? If the Quranic law is expounded, if the Ahadith injunction is explained, the heart of a Muslim, if it's clean, if it's shining like a mirror, it will fall upon the heart and the external will project it. The external will accept it. He will bring the law of Allah in his house. He will bring the law of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam on his body. Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has stated in one hadith, that for everything there is a polish. And for the heart, the polish is zikr. Zikr, remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fas'au ila zikr Allah. When it comes to Jummah, they say come towards the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. According to some scholars, they say that this zikr refers to the two khutbahs. According to some scholars, this zikr refers to the salat. So zikr has got a wide meaning in the Sharia. So zikr will refer to anything spiritually uplifting the heart, spiritually cleaning the heart, spiritually polishing the heart, spiritually making that heart shine, spiritually cleaning the surface of the heart. So whether we make Quran tilawat, zikr of Allah, salat, whether we give zakat, whether we transact properly, whether we behave properly to our neighbor, we behave well to our wives, we behave well amongst our society and locality, we meet for the pleasure of Allah, we eat for the pleasure of Allah, we do everything for the pleasure of Allah, these things will polish the heart, will clean the heart, will shine the heart. So when the nur of the Quran is presented towards us, when it's presented for us, then we'll accept. Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in, their hearts were clean, their hearts were shining. Firstly because, and most important, because of the spiritual dynamic personality of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That when he was with them, he was generating them spiritually. That is why, when the laws of Parda came, when the laws of veil came, when the laws of concealing of the woman came, then those laws came in the evening. But the woman sahabiyat, that as soon as the law reached the ears, as soon as that law struck upon their hearts with the clean, they said, no, it must be in Parda. By the morning, when the sun rose, they were in Parda. 52 weeks of a year, you hear these bayan. The Quran has been explained, the hadith expounded, Sahaba story is narrated. The Awliya Ikram has been presented before us. Why the heart is not moving? Why the heart is not affected? Well, it either is black, polluted, dirty, or it's shiny. If it's shiny, like a mirror, then the nur must hit it and the person must react. And when he's reacting, how he'll react? Then when the Muazzin says, Hey al-Salah, come to Salah. This statement is approved by Rasulullah, sanctioned by Rasulullah. The Azan given in the presence of Rasulullah. Then, when this statement falls on the heart of a Muslim, Hey al-Salah, come to Salah. Then, his heart is now going to accept or reject, depending whether it's black or light, depending whether it's shiny or not shiny, depending whether it's clean or not clean. Then depending whether his iman is strong or not strong. When the heart is clean and he's accepting Islam, when he's accepting the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he will think like a Muslim, behave like a Muslim, transact like a Muslim, then he will do everything. And to think like a Muslim, it is difficult. Because our whole system around us is designed by the kuffar, manipulated by the kuffar, media in the hands of the Zionist kuffar, media so that you do not know what is happening. Thinking like a Muslim. But you say a person is tall, and you say a person is short. Now our education that we have come up with, that when you say a person is tall or short, then you have got a different idea in your mind. You see a person looking very tall, looking high, then you think that person is tall. And Sharia defines it differently. Islam defines it differently. Whatever Ibrahim Balyawi Ramtulali defines, that a person who is tall and a person who is short, in Islam, how you classify it? How you come to know a person is short or how you come to know a person is tall? So he said, that you tell a person to stand straight and you measure him. You measure him from head to toe. And when you measure him from head to toe, you've got one measurement. Then you tell a person, listen, spread out your arms. When he spreads out his arms, then you measure him from this tip to this tip of the fingers. Now you've got two measurements. You've got two measurements. If this is longer, if this side is longer than this, then he's a tall person. And if it's shorter, then he's a short person. Then Mawla Ibrahim Balyawi Ramtulala says it, because there are those two things, that every tall person is a bit silly. And every short person generally causes trouble. And the average person, his brain functions properly. So everybody is going to go by measuring tapes and start measuring tall, short, or average. So Islam has got its own definitions. Islam has got its own method of analyzing things. Everything Islam has stipulated for us. Every walk of life Islam has given us what we must do, how we must do things. Said am I that with the Western culture permeating and penetrating our homes, that we are left to bake in the bush concerning our spiritual elevation or our spiritual progress. We should shun this Western way of life, this Western system of living, this Western culture and civilization, and bring ourselves back. And when our heart is good and our heart is accepting Islam, then we'll be able to dress properly, behave like Muslims, and our family, our wives and children will also behave well. Otherwise, you will get a typical scene, a person, a male, he will be walking around. He'll be walking around him. Alhamdulillah, he'll be even having a turban on his head. But sitting beside him is his wife naked. Why? His heart may be coming right, but he hasn't got the strength yet to pull the caravan yet, to pull his wife according to Islam. And the head of the family, the husband, the main factor, he must be able to be so spiritually strong that he pulls himself and he pulls the whole family together and he pulls them towards the proximity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When he has got his spiritual level properly and his zikr is good, he will be able to accept Islam, he will be able to accept the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us understanding of Islam, iman, and that the heart is the place of iman and it has to be strengthened. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alamin.